Remembrance Day is a day where we look back. We give thanks to those who gave their lives and maybe deal with bitterness or anger or the sadness of personal loss. We also look forward. We pray for wisdom, peace and justice. We pray for love and understanding. But is Remembrance Day a day for us to do anything? Can we do anything about war? Or are we helpless to do anything to affect this world except to pray? Can we give our today for a better tomorrow? Remembrance Day, or Peace Day, has been honoured since that First World War ended on 11 a.m. on the 11th of the 11th month, 1918. It was the war to end all wars. And it's continued to be remembered through Hitler, Vietnam, Northern Ireland, Iraq, to 9/11, on to Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, and through to today. And I'm sure people prayed for peace before the First World War. So why hasn't it worked? We've got amazing food production developments, technological developments, recreational developments, medical developments. Why isn't everyone happy yet? My own background, 10 years of university physics and hospital physics, researching into how to fix people and make things better. It doesn't seem to have brought peace and happiness. Why isn't progress working? Why isn't science solving? Why wasn't the war to end all wars the end of all wars? But instead, actually, was at the beginning of the most violent century this world has ever seen. And this century, our century, well, it doesn't look any better, does it? We have new conflicts, new suspicions, new enemies. We have Trump, we have Putin, we have Brexit, we have Iran, we have all those things going on. How do you feel when you face it? I feel a bit lost in this world of conflict and hate. Why are things like this? Can anything ever be done to bring justice and peace? Well, one of the reasons I'm a Christian, and I can continue to be a Christian, is, and believing in the God of the Bible, is that for every life question I bring, and I have a scientific background, so I have a lot of questions, for every life question I bring, God has had an answer. And the answer to the cause of war is sin. It's a word we use in church to talk about rebellion against God or rejection of God. In God's story, because history is his story, people are made by God to be loved by God. People find their value in God. They find their meaning in God, a relational God who made us for perfect relationships with each other and with him. Even as he is relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So what has gone wrong? Well, these same people made by God and for God, you, me, us, we've turned away. We've turned to sin, living without God, making up our own rules, our own morality, our own priorities, which leads to the anger, selfishness, and greed we see on the world stage. And if we're honest, we often see in our own lives. When the newspaper The Times asked several of Britain's leading intellectuals what they thought was the problem with the world, the famous writer G.K. Chesterton sent back a postcard response: I am. What is the problem with the world? I am. I wonder, can you say that? Can I? Can we take responsibility for how the world is with our own petty quarrels, selfishnesses, unkind words, lack of generosity or effort for the poor? Why are things like this? Because fundamental relationships have broken down and gone wrong. I am. Our second question might be, why are things like this? Can anything ever be done to bring justice and peace? Well, in today's Bible passage, in 1 Thessalonians 5, we hear about Jesus, God's King of the world, coming again to deal with all of this. He will bring justice. He will judge sin. He will sort things out. And we're given two pictures there. I don't know if you remember there in the reading, or you still got the Bible there open. There's a thief in the night and a pregnant woman. First of all, he comes like a thief in the night. Now, if you've had a burglary, you'll know you didn't book them in for a particular time. You didn't say, right, on 3 p.m. on this particular day, I want to be burgled. No, a thief in the night comes unexpected, uninvited, suddenly. But he also comes like labour pains on a pregnant woman. Again, I'm not a woman, but we've had 3 children, and there is the promise of a child. My wife got bigger and bigger and started complaining even more and more. There was the promise of a child. There we have a visual aid just there. We don't know exactly when that child will be born, but it will come, won't it? Inevitably, that pregnant child. 2 pictures come like a thief in the night, suddenly, but he'll come inevitably. Like for that pregnant woman, the child will inevitably come. And it is good news, because Jesus comes as supreme judge to deal with war, to deal with hostility of every kind, to bring peace, to bring justice. It is said that there were no atheists in the trenches, there were just a lot of prayers for protection, and I'm sure for peace to come and for justice to be dealt out. Who doesn't want justice and peace? We want the baddies punished and the goodies living happily ever after, don't we? So God's King coming to sort things out, that's good news, isn't it? Is it? He comes to deal with every sin, every ignoring of God's. Every sin must be dealt with by a holy God who is just. So if you, like me this morning, you're not feeling quite perfect, you're in your Sunday best, you're all smartened up, and you're just thinking, well, if someone else knew completely the thoughts of my heart, or even what happened this morning in my family before I came out, maybe a worry to know that God's King is coming. But we dash on to verses 9 to 11 of our reading, and we're reminded that God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as perhaps you are doing. The good news here is that Jesus died for sin. He took on himself the just consequences of sin. So that if we trust in him, our death can be described as a temporary sleep. Did you hear that language used? Safe in the certainty that we will be raised to be with God forever. Tolkien, that great writer, wrote in the book Lord of the Rings, one of the characters says, "War must be while we defend our lives against a destroyer who would devour all. But I do not love the bright sword for its sharpness, nor the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory. I love only that which they defend." That's good and healthy, isn't it? We don't love war, but we know it is necessary to defend good and to defeat evil. And as we remember those who gave their lives for what they loved, their countries, their families, for us, we also think of the man Jesus who gave his life for the world that he loves. And the good news here is of God's extraordinary love in sending his son to die for us, for you, for me, taking the judgment for our sins, that if we trust in him as our Lord and our Saviour, we can be friends with God again. And if you don't yet know Jesus this morning as your Lord and Saviour, if you've maybe never really thought about that good news, well, this message is for you. Come back to our questions as we look at this world. Why are things like this? I am. Can anything ever be done to bring justice and peace? Yes. God's King will come to bring justice and peace forever. On this day when we yearn for peace that lasts, remember God's King, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, coming again. We don't know when, but suddenly and inevitably. So it is vital to check out what you believe about him. He's the answer to the world's woes and strife. He's the answer to your woes and strife, and he can make a difference now. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth, that Revelation reading, where there will be no more sadness, anger, fear, injustice, war, death, where people will be gathered from every nation and tribe, and there will be love, joy, peace. And for those of you here who do follow Jesus, knowing that Jesus has taken the judgment on himself for our sins, and knowing that Jesus is coming again to bring justice, What can we do now? Well, this passage talks about being ready and taking part. It says, be in armour and not pyjamas. Be in the light of knowledge, not in the darkness of ignorance. Be of the day, not of the night. Be alert, not asleep. Be self-controlled, not like a drunk. Wear faith, love and hope as our breastplate and our helmet. Follow Jesus now and put on the armour of living for God. We can make a difference now, being people of peace. This day of peace, this Remembrance Day, let's remember and give thanks for those who sacrificed Christ has bought us our freedoms. Let's also honour them by giving our today, by giving our lives for a better tomorrow. Let's renew our commitment to follow our Lord Jesus, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and hope as a helmet, being people of love, faith, hope and peace, making a difference where we are, in our families, amongst our friends, at our workplaces or our leisure, knowing that Jesus has died for us so that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, and knowing that Jesus is coming again to bring justice and peace to this world. Amen.